Here we are, another WNRN in studio session. I'm Jeff Sweatman, and pleased to be joined today by a band that has ties to Floyd, Virginia, and we're excited about the new album coming in July called Longtime Friend on New West Records. We welcome into the studio in Charlottesville, the Wildmans. Hello.
All right. Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to see you all. And Eli here on acoustic guitar and kind of the quartet acoustic setup here. I'm going to have you introduce your bandmates and then have you get right into a song here.
Yeah, so we're kind of toned down a little bit today. We've got Jack Davies over here on the bass, Max Hollenbeck down here on the drums, Isla Wildman. My name's Eli Wildman. We're the Wildmans, yeah.
Very nice. All right, which song did you want to do first for us?
We're going to sing you all this song we just released as a single, Autumn 41.
Today we released it as
Autumn 1941.
One, two, three. I was a girl in the hills of Catawba County. Fall of 41, another war's about to break. I've been raised up from the start by a mother with a gentle heart. 15 candles on my birthday cake. My daddy, he was born forget that. the starter. The very age I was when Mama made her stand. By God, with you, I have been blessed. With you, Grandma's righteousness. A mother's love defies.
There you go, the Wildmans here on WNRN, an in-studio session for their new album comes out, Longtime Friends, will be out July 11th on New West Records. And I saw where you're doing an album release show in Nashville around that time with Dori Freeman, who's a good pal of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. She's played a set or two right there where you're playing now. So thewildmans.net, is that the best place for folks to go to learn more?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And so my last name is Sweatman, and people sometimes can't believe that's my real name. They think I made it up for the radio or something. But so the first question, is that really your last name?
It is really our last name, yeah. Wildman.
So that worked. It probably made the band meeting easy, right, when you were trying to come up with a band name?
Well, sure. This is just going to be it. Let's roll with it. Keep things simple.
Well, now, how much did you all play together, like, out in public and do shows, like, from a young age? Were you always kind of a sibling band, or how did that all kind of work out when you were younger?
Yeah, we even started music lessons at the Floyd Country Store, the two of us together. Isla picked up the fiddle, mm-hmm. I picked up the mandolin, and those are tuned similar or the same, besides the mandolin having double the strings. So we were able to learn a lot of the same stuff together. And
yeah, Eli and I have pretty much always been performing together in some iteration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get away from each other, right? Well,
yeah.
But then at one point, Eli, did you go off to Berkeley first, or how did the Berkeley thing come in?
Eli went a year before I did to Berkeley.
It was about a year, yeah.
Yeah, I started like exactly a year after he started, and then I went up there. And then we actually ended up living in the same house together for most of the time we went to school. So
worked together, lived together,
we're related.
Kind of work out.
Sometimes that's the best way, though, yeah. You know?
Yep.
And that's great that y'all get along so well and can pull all that off. So going from Floyd, Virginia to Berkeley, was that a bit of a shock to the system? Or what's it like growing up in Floyd? You know, we often think of Floyd Fest and things like that. But, you know, clearly there's a lot of musical heritage down there, and you guys have tapped into that for sure.
There is a lot of musical heritage. Floyd Fest was always a big inspiration for us, seeing people like David Grisman. We even got to see Tony Rice there and people like Nickel Creek.
Yeah, it's like all this great music comes right to your backyard every summer, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think we were both really eager to get out of Floyd, though. And actually at Floyd Fest, we met Berkeley students who were there to perform. And that was kind of our introduction to playing on stage. A little bit. We were probably 8, 9, or 10, and they invited us up on stage with them to play. It was pretty cool and inspiring, and that got the idea of music college, music school in our head. I think we wanted to get out of the small town too.
Yeah.
Go see the city.
Yeah. And so you were making
small town too. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
Now,
small town,
we're back
for sure.
Yeah, now we're back.
But we found these guys up there, and we kind of, you know, made the band whole up there. So that worked for the better for sure.
Yeah, and so were you making this latest record during that time while you were finishing up school, or how did the timing of that all work out?
Yeah, I think that both of us were actually already done in school but still living up there. I think I had just finished the semester before when we made the album. We made it in, I think it was February in 2020.
Four, yeah.
It's
crazy.
2024 February.
It's over a year later now. So we had both just finished, I guess.
Yeah.
Though a lot of the songs and the originals, too, we had been writing through that time. A lot of them coming out of our time off when we went home during the pandemic, and we were just, it was kind of this in-between time. We had nothing going on, and we were able to get some nice songs out of it for the record. Mm-hmm. It just kind of ended up that we didn't record it till that period, a couple years later.
Gotcha.
And then the timing kind of worked out well. It was like we had the time after school, and we were up there, so we went down to Woodstock to do it, Woodstock, New York.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about the making of the album. A Longtime Friend is coming out in July from the Wildmans, and they're here in studio with us on WNRN. Which song did you want to do next?
We'll do another song off the record. This is one of our originals. It's called Sometimes.
On WNRN and in studio session today. Their new record's out in July called Longtime Friend. And a couple weeks after the album comes out, you're doing shows in the Commonwealth at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville on July 30th, at Richmond Music Hall on July 31st, and Jam and Java in Vienna August 1st. So a busy summer shaping up.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all are anxious to get out on the road. You can learn more at thewildmans.net. And yeah, let's talk about making the record in Woodstock. Applehead Recording, is that right?
Yeah.
Nicholas Falk producing. And how did y'all meet up with him? He sounds like another Floyd folk.
Well, funny enough, we actually met Nicholas Falk, Nick, at Floyd Fest when we were like, I think I was like 8. And he was in this band called the Boston Boys that got together at Berkeley. So this whole thing is very full circle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Nick moved down to Galax, Virginia, maybe like a year or two before pandemic, and we all see each other down there, which is great. So
Yeah. And so you'd had a couple of albums before, and so I imagine this process was a little bit different, going to Woodstock and everything. And was that all set up by working with New West, or did that all kind of come later with the record label and everything like that?
That came after the fact.
Okay.
We kind of got hooked up with that studio from our manager, Gary Waldman, who also manages Dory and Nick.
Okay.
Dory Freeman. And so with them, we knew we wanted to have them involved. And Nick had produced our previous record and played a little bit of drums too. And we just knew we wanted to work with Nick in the studio. And Gary kind of made that happen for us. And his buddies in Woodstock at Applehead had some time available. And so we all kind of just coordinated it. And we got a really amazing team together, Jeff Hill on bass, Dory Freeman singing a lot of harmonies on the record, Nick's playing percussion and drums and producing. We had Sam Leslie do some electric guitar, two of us, Sam Frybush played some piano and some keys from afar, but I think that's about the whole team. And Chris Bittner was mixing it in there for us, and we actually went back to the studio a few months later for a full mixing session with him, which was really, really cool to be a part of that there.
Cool. Did you get to kind of relax and enjoy the surroundings in a situation like that, or is it all just kind of like hunker down in the recording rooms?
Well,
it was
there's a lot of both.
Yeah.
But that studio up there in Woodstock is like in the most beautiful little spot. It's like there's a stream that's right next to the studio, and they got all these glass windows, and the lodging is actually there in the same building, so we just got to stay there, which I think made all of that feel a lot more relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just kind of in one place. The studio, the mixing room, which looks into the big live room and the ISO booths and stuff, has a big window that looks out back over this field, and like every night the sun was just setting.
It's perfectly west facing,
shining in.
The sunset will shine through into the main studio room, which is cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So it was pretty magical and really peaceful, actually.
Nice. Did you write any songs while you were up there, or did you just kind of try to get down the ones that you had?
The latter, for sure. Just getting down the ones that we had.
Yeah, making the most of our time. Studio time's expensive.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
We did. I think we made the most of it, and we still felt like we definitely had creative space to kind of get in there and really arrange the songs and like do them justice.
Cool. Yeah, we got the Wildmans in here with us on WNRN. Now, I know in some quarters of bluegrass music, they could be a little prickly when it comes to new material, right? They want you to play the old time stuff.
Yeah.
Do you run into that sometimes, or how? Like, especially growing up from such a young age and playing. I'm assuming you learn the old stuff first, and then you've come to do more original things here more recently. So do you not try to worry too much about the audience, or how does that kind of work out?
I mean, I think that I don't even really think that we have as much of a bluegrass audience anymore. And since that's not really what we're doing too much these days, and I don't think that we run into people expecting that from us a lot. I think that the real ones get it. So the real ones know that you know, you take what you've grown up with and do your own thing with it. So, yeah.
Like to just combine all the things we like. And
yeah.
I think it all inspires what we write and play now. So,
yeah. And I feel like, you know, there is such musicianship and a reverence for tradition, even if you're breaking some of the rules or whatever, you're kind of forging your own path. Like you guys have been able to do that pretty well, it seems like, tapping into the roots of Virginia music, but also presenting something new.
Yeah, and
thank you.
I have to say it's a part of the tradition, we feel, to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, take us out with another song. Which one did you want to play next?
Well, now we will play an old-time tune, so this one's for all the traditional people, but we got drums and electric bass, so don't be too mad.
It's called Say Old Man, Can You Play the Fiddle? Thank you.
Very nice. The Wildmans in studio with WNRN. You can learn more at thewildmans.net. Longtime friend, the new album out July 11th, and they're at the Southern in Charlottesville July 30th, in Richmond at Richmond Music Hall July 31st, Jam and Java in Vienna August 1st. And thanks again, y'all, for coming in. Congrats on the new record. Can't wait to hear the whole thing, and best of luck with the touring this year.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, us. Pleasure to be here.
Give our best to everybody in Floyd.
We will.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks to my WNRN colleagues. We had Mike Lynn on video, Ben on sound, and our WNRN members and underwriters who support make sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Jeff Sweatman. Thanks for listening.